Hello, this is David Austin with the BBC News. The family of the murdered Maltese investigative journalist Daphne Caruana Galizia have demanded the immediate resignation of the Prime Minister, Joseph Muscat. They say it's needed to allow for a free and full investigation into his alleged role in the assassination. Here's Damien Grammaticus.
First of all, he has known for a long time, because Daphne Caruana Galizia wrote about it, and since then there's been more reporting about it. That's the connections between Jorgen Fenwick, the businessman, and senior ministers. Second, this question of information leaking from the investigation, possibly through his chief of staff, out to those suspects. And of course, beyond that, simply the question that the Prime Minister, his critics say, has been in a way protecting those around him, has not cleaned up corruption.
The residents of Venice are voting on whether to cast their city adrift politically from its neighbour Mestre on the Italian mainland. Those backing the non-binding referendum say the canal-bound city's problems are unique. Mark Lowen has this report.
It was the high tide, roaring winds and a full moon that sparked Venice's nightmare flooding last month. But the real problems run deeper. Rising sea levels and mass cruise ship tourism combined with political failures that have prevented adequate flood defences. Venice's woes are so unique, say many of its residents, that it should be governed separately from its mainland neighbour, Mestre, a city with which it was joined by Mussolini in 1926. Today's referendum, the fifth on the issue over the years, is non-binding. In the last four referenda, three rejected separation and one failed to reach the required turnout.
Mark Lowen reporting. The authorities in Mexico say four police officers and 10 drug cartel gunmen have died in a shootout near the U.S. border. The clash happened in the small town of Villa Union in Coahuila State. Fighting raged for an hour, ending only after Mexican army troops arrived. A new type of apple that's been in development for more than two decades is going on sale in the United States. The growers of the Cosmic Crisp say it has the perfect combination of crunch and sweetness. Here's Katie Prescott.
With a shiny red skin, flesh that's slow to brown, Washington State University is hoping that the Cosmic Crisp apple will provide its eureka moment, at least in financial terms. 12 million trees have been planted, and will be allowed to grow only in farms in Washington State for the next decade, managed by a closely controlled licensing system. They have put $10 million into marketing the brand, including hiring social media influencers, in the hope that it could become the new apple of America's eye.
BBC News.